Kedvach, the middle of Samach, Sivav, towards the end of Sivav. Go over Sivav very quickly, just we actually have to just do the last couple of lines. Penachemol, it says, Hamaitzi Ketzias Bederech, if you find Ketzias in a way, Afilu Betzad Sedei Ketzias, Harei Elu Shaloi. If you have a fig tree that's leaning over to the derek, why are they muto? Because the bailam are automatically miyayish, even from the beginning they're miyayish, because they know that the trees are going to let off the fruit and it's going to fall into the street. As it falls, once it drops, it becomes nemeses. It's automatically a yish or a hefka from the beginning. But zeisim v'charuvim, they are asurim. Utmarim, but date shemishirim haruach mutarim. Why shecheskasen shabaylu mochlem lechaladim mebnei shabehemis v'achayis oichlem oisam machmas misikusam. Dates which are very sweet. Over here we have a new problem. The problem is that the animals are going to zecha eat it up. So even though it doesn't become nemesis when they fall down, but the animals will zecha eat it, and memela the baylum are automatically miyayish. Then it's asurim. If they belong to Yisaimim, which they cannot be meichel, and we explained last week the numerous pshatim, but let's just take the easy pshat, hefka, they cannot be mafke, it's not a mechila, it's really hefka what's required here, like Rashi says, and they cannot be mafke, Yisaimim are not b'nei dea, they can't be mafke, memel is going to be also. The Gemara is mavua, that's only if you know for sure they belong to Yisaimim, but if you have a suffix, you don't know who it belongs to, you do not have to assume that it belongs to Yisaimim, you can assume that namala belongs to gedalim, and the mechila, the hefka works. Good. V'chein, so too, im hikbid, here's the new stuff. V'chein im hikbid balasada. The balasada was makbid. V'hikif, makim ha'ilonis, and he made a fence around the ilonis. O'itikun makim, where he prepared a place, sheyiplu by anoivlis, so when they fall, they won't get ruined. They won't get ruined by the falling. Achi yalaktim until hill. Gather them. Harei elu asurim. This is going to be also why sharei gila daita shalei mochal. Because here it was megala das that it was not mochal. You see that he tried. He wants. He's interested in keeping these fruit. He made a machitza around them. Memela, it's going to be also. You now let her take it. Now this halacha is not only is it us if it fell inside the geder. It's also going to be us, even if fell outside together. As it's mufun taisis, the shulchan akarav, or hashulchan. Because avad is that since he thought it was going to fall inside together, so then he was never meichel. Grad this fruit, stray fruit, fell outside together. So what? But if he doesn't know what fell yet. So for him, it's a year shalei midas. Mamela is going to be us, even if it fell outside together. The hashulchan just meisiv, unless you see that the branches extend past together, so when he built together, Vai says he was only interested in catching most of the fruit, but he wasn't interested in catching all the fruit, because then he would have made a lodge together. So any fruit that falls on the edge from the limbs of the tree that extend beyond the gather, those he still have the sword that he was zichur being mafke, because he knew the gather won't capture them.
He could have built together before the branches became larger.
Oh yeah, if you assume that at the time he did, and then he never checked to see that the gather. I mean, the problem is that the trees go very slowly. So the last time he collected the fruit, he didn't see that the limb was extending past together. If he saw that, then he knows that for that limb, he's being mafke, he's being miyayish.
This halacha is not referring back to your case of Tehenim, it's referring back to tomorrow.
Well, Gradik could be referring to both. But anyway, even if it's referring to the case of tomorrow, and the tomorrow will what? That the animals won't get to it, right? So if I have a limb extending past.
But it wasn't a matter of limits. Meshorah means the wind is blowing and knocking off these tomorrow. It's
knocking off the tomorrow, but where does it fall?
That's no problem, but I'm just bringing out a point. It's not a matter of, according to the Oracle Shulchan, the branch is extending out. We're not talking about that case.
I don't mind if you don't want to be talking about that guy. I'm just saying, but in a case, I'm saying, even in this halacha, that there is a gather around it, that the Gemara is mavur, that it's also, the Chashukim points out, but if the limb is extending past the gather.
How does he know that? We're not talking about limbs.
We're not talking about it, but if the case, wait, we're talking about a tree.
Yeah, but you're talking about a tree that's inside a regular place.
Right, but has arms, right?
Yeah, but the wind is blowing, these are nature.
Right, but the wind that's blowing it is going to be trapped by the gather, because he made a gather around the tree. Right, correct. And it's going to be protected from animals. But if granted, there's a limb extending outside the gadi. You don't have to... We're talking about a metzias. In that case, what do you hold in that case? If there's a limb extending past together and fruitful off of that limb. So the Aruch HaShulchan is telling you that since you know the get is not going to trap those fruit and won't protect those fruit from the anos, Mamela, you know that he's going to be miyayish, just like he's miyayish in these cases when there's no getter, because klapi that limb that extends, it's as if there's no getter. All right.
Is hikkus anyone around the tree, or is it he put a bunch of shasrala?
Sorry, he hikif makom yilanis. He made a gedder around. He circled the tree with a gedder to protect it. Oh, why? And if it falls into his own rishus, it's not a problem. Well, depending if it's animals, so you'd have to make a hikif wherever the animals are coming from. If it's going back on the other case as well, then you have to make sure that it's protected. That when it tikum makom, that when it falls, it will not get splashed when it hits the floor, whatever, hits the street. But anytime you're going on the animals, you would have to make a gather separating the trees from the animals. Anytime, but the case is hikif. He surrounded it. Now. There's a diak here. The Sma'a says, which is really Rashi, the Sma'a of Kanchafei says, what was the purpose of Hikaf Mokum Yulanus? So the Sma'a says, Pishuli Kansu Behemoth of Chayiz Sham. And that's how the Rashi says that when you make this gather, it protects the animals from getting there. That's the Sma'a. However, the Lashon HaMechab is not so clear. The Mechab is Lashon V'chein Him Hikpid Ba'al HaSada. He showed that he had Akpada when he made this fence. So Ricky Vega points out, over on the side, that there's really two different pshatim going on here. The warm pshat is that when you made this fence, it protected from animals no matter what. Animals cannot get there. Okay, so if animals can't get there, so Mamela, there's no point of being Meyayish. Ricky Vega says that the Mechabu's case was that theoretically animals would be able to get there. But the reason why over here it's asa to take is because since you made this fence and you're showing that you want the fruit, I guess maybe you're helping a little bit from the animals, you're making it a way where you can catch these fruit, you're showing that you really want the fruit. So even a normal person is Meyayish, a normal person is Mafke because he knows the animals will get to it, but because you prepared a Mokum to be able to capture these fruit, so you're showing that you're abnormal, you're the unusual type, you're not the person who's going to be mafke, and therefore you're makbid on these fruit, and that's already enough. You show that you have this akpada, so you're not being miyayish. So Kivikiego, what's the nafkamina between the pshatim? If the guy dies, if the owner dies, and now they are yorishim involved, so if the vod is that the fence protects the animals from coming there, like Rashi and the Sma, so the yorishim have the same sword. The animals aren't going to get there, so in the middle of the day, they weren't mafkered. But if the var is really the animals could get there, and really a person, normal person, is miyayish, just the owner showed that he's makbid, he showed that he wasn't mafkered them by making the fence, that's the owner, but he died. Now the yoshim never showed that they're unusual, that they're abnormal people. The yoshim never showed that they're a yoitzim in a klal and they don't want to be mafkered. A yoitz that there's a klal, everyone is mafkered, and a malo person's mafkered, so the yoshim will be part of that klal as well. Even if there's a fence, the Yorshim will be mafkirit and Memelo will be mutter to take. It's only us that calls man the Bailam are alive.
How would they show it? According to you, how would they show it?
How would they show it? They'll do something else. I don't know. They'll have to do something. Minastam, a person is mafkirit. So they say they can't show anything. So they won't. They'll pull up a sign and no fruit picking. I don't know. They'll do something. If they can't do it, also go. But in Minastam, a person not being a person is mafkirit. So unless he shows a hakpada, we assume that there's a hefka.
But in my experience, Minastam, kids usually follow the way the father was. The father's mafkirit, they're also mafkirit. So I don't know they're not from the Stam people. They're a son of someone who's Makhtar.
They're a son of someone who's an Ish Kili and whatever, an abnormal person, so probably their children will grow up abnormal too. Okay, I hear. Okay, but that's not what Ricky Vega says. Sorry?
It's a matter of the father's capitis.
No, I'm saying a father has a cafe, but they have a Messiah to be Makhtar on this. The Tata of Zegaton. Okay, fine.
No, they can give it away to Stucker. It's not Keely. I'm not saying it is a bad thing.
100%. Well,
careful with this Achim.
Good. Fine. Not a problem. All right. Fine. Let's move on. Siv Zayin and Siv Ches, we're going to skip because it's really not Negea. I'm going to go to Siv Tes. Okay. There's a lot here. I think Siv Tes requires a Hakdama before we start. And that is, let's just play this out. If you see somebody's item that's let's take a simple case. Let's say you see someone's item by his seat. He keeps his seder in shul or his talis in shul by his seat. That's not an aveda. It's pasha that you're not supposed to pick up these talis and call them up. I have your talis. Now tomorrow morning he's going to want to daven. He's not going to find his talis because some good Samaritan decided to pick up his talis and try to return it to him. Aveda that you're not supposed to be doing, right? So the shaila is, if you put something in a makom which is what we call mishtamek tzas, something in the middle, it's not totally mishtamer, but it's people very often will leave it there, they'll come back for it later. It's a makom ha-mishtamer ksas. Do you have a chiv to pick up that item or not? And let's say you're talking about a David Sheyesh Pei Simon specifically. He put it on, but he didn't put it in the shul, which I would assume is considered mishtamer lagamri. But let's say he put it in a place which later on, Seifim, I'm going to have a few examples, of something which is mishtamer ksas. Some people put it there. It's a little risk factor involved. It's a David Sheyesh Pei Simon. Are you supposed to be picking up this item to return it to him? Because maybe he lost it, or maybe he forgot it, or not. That's a shaila. Something with the mishtam excess and the David Sheyesh Pei Simon. What's the halacha? So, Grada, this is a machlokes rishonim. There are actually a three-way machlokes rishonim. There is a shita, which is a shita's Taisis Rid. There's a Ritva B'Shem Moiroi. Some want to say it's even the Rambam Shita that holds that in B'chai Gavna also do not pick it up. Don't touch it. It's a Makom Mishtam Ksas. It's a Tovah Sheyesh Pei Simon. Tabailim, put it there. Do not pick it up. You're going to pick it up. You're going to cause him a headache. You're going to mess him up. Don't pick it up. There is such a Shita. Rav Rishonim, however, say that if it's a Makom HaMishtam Ksas, you are supposed to pick it up. Because maybe, well, we're going to see why, but it's not a makom mishtamer lagamri, it's makom mishtamer ksas. You are supposed to pick it up and return it to the Bailam. Why? That's a machlokes rishonim. It's very important, this nekuda, because we're going to see these three shitas really play itself out in this machaba.
That's only a dover sheyesh bei simon.
We're talking about specifically a dover sheyesh bei simon, correct. So the machlokes rishonim, why you're supposed to pick up, if you, like these rishonim, you are supposed to pick up, even there, there's machlokes rishonim, why you're supposed to pick it up and return it. What's the word? Why are you being Neitel Amachris? Taisis in Chafei Yomid Bey says that Heyois, it's only Mishtam Eksas, but he doesn't say it like that, but in the case where it's Mishtam Eksas, Adav Shiyesh Bei Simin, you're supposed to pick it up because maybe, although he placed it there, because it's normal, he probably did place it there, it's a Mokam HaMishtam Eksas, but by now he forgot about it, because he wouldn't leave it there maybe endless, unlimited time, or unwatched, if he's not there, and his item is there, so even though he placed it there, there's a Chshash, Shema, he already forgot about it, he forgot that he placed it there, so blives like an Aved, and Memeli is supposed to pick it up and return it. That's Shitas HaTaisis. The Ritva, Bedasa Taisis, says something different. He obviously had a different Taisis. The Ritva says, no, the reason why you're supposed to pick it up and return it, because even though it's a Makom HaMishtam Meksas with Choshish, that maybe it was never Hinech there in the Mitchila, maybe it fell. Even though very often people place their items there, but who's to know? If it's a Mishtam Meksas with Choshish, maybe he fell. It fell from him. He dropped it. If it dropped it, then Avada to Naveda. Why did the Ravah go out of his way to say that's the pshat, that maybe it fell? Why didn't he say it was a vod that maybe he placed it there and he forgot? So the Ravah l'shitas, the Ravah on Chav Gimel holds that on Mokom HaMishtam Meksas, we're not choshish that somebody forgot it there. If he placed it there, he's not going to forget it there. There's no reason to believe that he forgot it. Coach again, if it's Mokom HaMishtam Lagamri, we have no reason to believe that he forgot it. He gradually says, but a makom which is not mishtamer at all, and a chanami over there, no one places these things there. Must be he was putting it down there for a minute, and if it's still there, obviously he forgot. So that's like, you know, it's a umdeno we see, a raglaim ledova, a chshash that he must have forgotten it there. But it's a makom a mishtamer ksas, we have no reason to believe that the guy forgot it. So the only reason why you're mechuyv to pick it up, Zakhtar Etva, is because you're choshish that he never placed it there in the first place. Maybe he dropped it. It looks like he placed it there, but you never know. Maybe Itaka dropped it. So it's really machlokes rishonim why you have to return it. Are you neitel makris like Taisis because you're choshish, he forgot it? He placed it there. Zecher placed it there, but he forgot it. Or the vod is, Dr. Ritva, no, maybe he never even placed it there. Maybe he dropped it. Let's go move on now. That's a mokam mishtam ksas.
Taisis is in by vada yinoch.
Sorry?
Even by Avada
Yinuach. Even though it looks like he was a Yinuach, so let's call it Avada Yinuach.
And the report, even by Avada Yinuach, it says it can't be a Yinuach.
By Vada Yinuach, we're not choishish for Nefila, because he's Vada Yinuach, and we're not choishish for Shikha. The Radvan Chav Gimel says, the only choishish for Shikha when it's a Mokum She'enu Mishtama Klal. But Mokum Mishtama Ksas, we're not choishish for Shikha.
Unless it's there for more than 30 days.
Well, I don't know if it's there, if it's unusually there. There is Akhrenim, I've got to say, if it's there for a very long time, then you know that he must have forgotten it. Okay, but we're not.
If it says that even
Derech HaNocha,
then you should pick it up and you're not
going to
keep it.
Right.
So in that case,
speaking
in
Daphne,
in the case that it's...
The Pasha Pshat Gemara is going like the Rav Rishonim, that even it looks like Derech HaNocha, you have to pick it up. But why? Is it because the guy forgot it, like Taisis? Or is it because, even though it looks like he was Maniaka there, but it's a, you're talking, he forgot it. He dropped it, I mean.
Does forgot mean lost, or forgot is different than lost?
Well, once he forgot it, it turns into Aveda. He didn't lose it. He placed it there, and then he was supposed to come back to pick it up, and he forgot it. I placed my pen on the thing while I was learning. I taka placed it on the table. I didn't want to keep it in my pocket. I put it on the table, and then after Seida, I walked away, and I left the pen there. So I placed it there, but I forgot it.
Yeah, but you would assume that the chiv of Ashava and Aveda is because since the item will be lost, so it is incumbent on you a certain responsibility to return.
Good.
In a scenario where you have someone who forgot an item,
right,
it could be 500 times more taxing on the person to return it.
Why?
Than the individual to show up in Shabbos the next morning and put it on the Peretz film.
Why, you think he's coming back so he could find it himself?
It's not lost.
Right, okay, but if he frequents that place, so you have the Mokum as him, you might have Eitzes. But let's say he puts it in a place that you have no reason to believe is coming there every day. So he put
it
in...
Track it?
It's a Dovah Sheyesh Beisimin. So you could track it. I see, let's say it has his name on it. So I'll call the guy up. It turns into an Aveda once he forgot it. So now it turns into Aveda. So now it's like Halacha. Dovah Sheyesh Beisimin, he's supposed to be Noitel Lamachris and give it back to the guy.
So in a scenario where you have something, where someone forgot something, no doubt it's easier for him to track it than for you to track him, clearly.
It will be such a case, and we have to discuss. In a Kanaim, we have to go. But first, let's get to Klalim before we get to Yetzim in the Klal. So now let's move over to Adov HaMishtam Legamri. What we're talking about now is a Adov HaMishtam Ksas. Adov HaMishtam Legamri, it's 100% taken care of. There's no risk involved. There, the halacha is you're not supposed to pick it up. So the shaila is, why not? We know that Adov HaMishtam Ksas, like these Rishonim, you're supposed to pick it up, either Taisa's reason or the Ritva's reason. So when it's Adov HaMishtam Legamri, you're not supposed to pick it up. Why not? What's Chilik? So you have to say like this. If the Svar was like Taisa's, keep Chedron. If the Svar was Taisa's, that the reason why we normally are Noitel HaMakris is because maybe he forgot it. So then you could say, by something which is Mishtam Legamri, we have no reason to believe he forgot it. If it's Mishtam Ksas, no, maybe we could choshish that maybe he forgot it. But Mishtam Legamri, we have no reason to believe that he forgot it because it's a perfect place. This is where it's supposed to be. It's Mishtam Legamri. It's a perfect place to store things. So Mamela, we have no even Raglaim Ladov to start thinking or entertaining, maybe he forgot it. That's one Svara. Or better yet, you're right, he did forget it. But who cares? It's a Mokum and Mishtam Legamri. So he forgot it. But what's a Chilek? When he'll remember, he'll come back and take it. It's a Mokum Mishtam Legamri. So there's no risk involved. It's never going to get lost. So whenever he remembers, a week from now, 2 weeks from now, whenever he'll remember, he remembers where he lost it, because he didn't lose it, he placed it there. He remembers where he forgot to take it from, and he'll come back and pick it up.
Like so, a sign, I could take home someone's pure tefillin, write a sign, your tefillin is by me, and I don't have to go ahead and now return it to him.
Well, never. We discussed at the beginning that anyway, Hashav Zaveda, you're talking, you don't have to return to him, he just has to come to you to pick it up. You just notify him. But the vote is that it's not an Aveda Bechlal, don't pick it up, because there's no risk factor at all. That would be like Taisis. Later at Vah, that the Chshash is that Shem it was Nafal. So there, the only shot you're going to have to say is that when it's a Mokum Mishtam Legamri, we don't even entertain that it might have been Nafal. Why should you entertain the feel? It's a perfect place, a perfect storage place. There's no reason to believe that it was even Nafal. So again, like the Taisis, it's because Shema, he forgot it. Like the Ritva, Shema Nafal. When it's Mishtam Legamri, like Taisis, either we have no reason to believe he forgot it, or who cares, even if he did forget it, there's not an Aveda, let him come back and pick it up. And lo yitiritva, by something with Shem Lagam, we have no chash of Nefila.
But both cases, it's not considered an Aveda.
It's not considered an Aveda. When it's Mokum Shem Lagam, it's not considered an Aveda. You have no Chiyuvim on it. That's it. Fine. Now let's do the Mechab. And the reason why it's important is because we're going to see, as we go through the Mechab, there's actually a three-way Machlekes Achreinim, how to touch up the Mechab. Does he mean that sheetal, like the Taisis Rid? Does he mean Taisis, or does he mean the Ritva? Very interesting to Mechab. Okay, let's start to Mechab. Sorry? A Vada Hinuach. Right. It's a Vada Hinuach, so then you should not pick it up because you have no reason to believe that it was Nafal. I mean, whatever, it was Nafal, it was Vada Hinuach, and you have no reason to believe that it was Yishachach. Even if it ain't a Mishtama Lagamri, but it's Mishtama Ksas. But if it's not Mishtama at all, the other it was Moida Avada, then we're Choshish for Nefila. For Nefila. Oh, because not Nefila, it's a Vada Hinuach. So what was he doing? It's an Aved Midas. He's crazy. Why did he leave it there for? What?
I don't get it.
No, maybe then it's
Mukhak. Unless you tell me, then it's Mukhak that he forgot it. Then, oh, no, no, then it, no, 1 second. No, then the Ritva's Maidu, 1 second. He's right. The Ritva's Maidu, and it's not Mishtam at all, then you could invoke the Surah that maybe he forgot it. Right, that's what Ritva says. Okay, fine. Let's start the Makaba. Kol ha-meitzei aveda, bein she-yesh bo-simin, bein she-ein bo-simin, no matter what, it's irrelevant. In motzah derech hanoch, if you found it as if it was placed there. It looks like it was placed there. That's how it appears. Osa ligabo, you're not allowed to touch it. And this is talking about a mokum ha-mishtam lagami. That's how the Sma learns. The numala case. Osa ligabo, you're not allowed to touch it. Why not? Shema bailim hinichua sham achi yagzrullah. Maybe the bailim placed it there till they'll come back. And memela, what's the problem if you pick it up? Vimyavo litla. So you're going to cause him a problem. Because if it's a havidav she'im b'yisimin, hara ibud mamun chaveroi, you mamish will mafsid him mamun. He has no way to get it back. You won't be able to return it. Better leave it there. He's coming back for it. Why take it and ruin his money? You're being mafsid him. Even if it's a dav she'esh b'yisimin that you could return, so what? Still you shouldn't pick it up. By picking it up, you're now forcing him to be matriarch, to track down, look at notes, look at signs, track you down. It's not fair. Therefore, and he has to give simonim, it's not fair. Lefichach, asa lo yisha yigaboy. Yigaboy, you should not touch it. It's asa to you to touch it. Ad shim se'ena derek nefila. Unless you find it, derek nefila, that it appears that he dropped it. That looks like an aveda. But if it appears that it was placed there, derek hanocha, that's not an aveda, and do not touch it. Alright, that's the mechaba.
What's the
issa? What's the issa to touch it? I don't know.
It's not mashallah, see.
It's not like signa pashas. And although grab that it's a like sigzol, even if you take it, amnas lahagzir. So if you were taking this, amnas lahagzir, maybe you could run into a like sigzol type of a problem. Sorry?
Is that mashmal like that?
He just says it's us. It sounds like what you're doing is you're causing the Baalim Tercha. You're causing him a tzara. You're being mafsed him. It's a grama. I don't know. You're causing him a tzara. You shouldn't be doing it. You are causing him a tzara. He's going to lose the item. So there you're a mazik. He's not going to get the item back. He'll never have the shtamshes out of the item. So you want to know it's the item that's still banned? Good. So
I wasn't mastered the kli. I was mastered him.
Correct. You were mastered him from the kli. So it's like a grama, like shevis. You know, you put the guy in the house and you lock him up. Good. So lechatchil zicha asa to do. Good. Now I want to be medayik in the lashon machaba. Very important dik, and that is. The Maccabi starts off, Imatza derech hanaka, asa ligaba, why? Shema, bailim hinichuasham. It's not a vaday. Shema, bailim hinichuasham. Vaistois, there's another possibility. What's the other possibility? I found the derech hanaka, maybe he placed it there till he's getting it back. And what's the other chance? What are the choices? Either maybe it fell, or either maybe he placed it there but he forgot about it and he doesn't plan on getting it back. It means Shema, he placed it there, Achiyak Zerulet, he does plan on getting it back. Shema, he placed it there and he forgot about it and he's not coming back. The Chayra, you have to say one of those two. Either there's another tag. What's the other tag? Either Nefila or he placed it there and he forgot. We're going to have to see the importance of this Diyak soon because this L'Chayra is a Raya, not like one of the Pshatim of the Akhrenim. But at least, sorry?
I was in the bottom of it.
And what happened?
And somebody else put it in there. Somebody took it and put it there. And
what, a gazlin?
No, a bar.
A bar was, so that's l'chayra, so now it's a bar.
Hashem,
Baal,
and Hashem is going to say the same. Hashem is maybe who wasn't him put it there.
And who, so how did it get there?
Someone borrowed it and took it there.
And so why did that guy put it there? So if that guy put it there, also you shouldn't be picking it up because that guy knows where he took it, where he placed it. And sounds like there's another tzad here that maybe warrants picking up, maybe. But don't do it because Shema, Bailam, Minichu, Shema, Chayakzerullah. You have to know what the pshat is. Okay, we're going to blin that. Remind me to get back to it. All right, let's continue. So that's the halacha. When you have a mokam mishtameres with a dovish sheish b'simin, do not pick it up. And even a dovish sheim b'simin, do not pick it up, because it's going to be mafsa the bailam. Now, continues the machaba. Afilu nistapik lo yadovol. Even if you're masupik, if it was derech nefila or derech hanocha, you don't know if it was placed there or was dropped there. V'lo yeda im dovize avodu munach. You don't know. Hareze lo yigaboy. Even in this case, when you're a safik, also do not touch it. Vim avu v'natloy. But if you did pick it up, you did an avarian, you shouldn't have done it, but you did. Asaloy lagzir l'sham, you now let a pace it back there. Vim hoya dover she'ein by simin, and if a dover she'ein by simin, not only that, zachabai, you were zeichin it, ve'ein ochayv lagzir, you do not have to return it. So let's understand what's going on here. Let's go back. The Mechabe says that even if it's a Safek Aveda, Safek Munach, do not touch it. And if you did touch it, vim ava v'natloy, if you did do it, then do not put it back. You now let it put it back. Why not? We have to see. But if you did take it, do not put it back. What is this going on? So the Sman Sivkot Mem says, we're talking about a case which is a Mokum HaMishtamek Sas. It's in the middle. Therefore, we have a real legitimate Safek. Did you place it there or did it fall there? We don't know. Was it placed or fall? It fell there. Memela. But still, lo yigaboy, but if you do pick it up, do not put it back. Why not? So look in the Sifkat Memav. What are we talking about? Are we talking about a Dov Sheyesh B'Zimun or a Dov Sheyesh B'Zimun? The Mechaber starts off the Sif, Bein Dov Sheyesh B'Zimun, Bein Dov Sheyesh B'Zimun. Then he says this halakha. Is this halakha by Yesh B'Zimun or by Ein B'Zimun? And this is the Machleik HaZachreinim. The Sma says in Sifkat Mem Aleph, Midikama Asa Lag Ziroi, if it says that once you pick it up, you now let her put it back, a Kochach must be, it's talking about a Dov Sheyesh B'Zimun, Mayri. If it's talking about an aim by simin, hamasik v'kosav, the Mechaber says in the very next line, the zacha by amaitzai. You are even zeichin it, you're even allowed to keep it. If you're allowed to keep it by davish aim by simin, vein shaykh loim also like zero, but davish with zacha by, it would be impossible to say that you're not allowed to put it back. If it's yours, you picked it up and it's yours. Because you can throw it out, you can do whatever you want. You want to put it back, do whatever you want with it, eat it, do whatever you want with it. How could be also like zero? Kochuk has to be dafka talking about a case, which is a davish yesh by simin. Venero, the koi dafka, the somakle, a motza b'mok m'sheish le stapik b'yinuachai b'ibud, the oz miyach not. Once you pick it up, you now let it put it back. Another case that even if you know for sure you place it there, if you took it home, okay, that's another problem why you now let it put it back. But let's focus on the Mechaber. The way the Sma touches out the Mechaber is talking about a dover sheyesh by simin, which better don't touch, but if you did take it, you're now a chiv hashava, and don't put it back, because it's only makom mishtamek sas. Do not put it back, now you have a chiv hashava, you have to make sure it gets back to the bailam. So the Sma learned to Mechaber talking about a dovi sheyesh by simin, on a makom mishtamek sas, do not pick it up. So you see that the Sma learned, like the Shita Satoysis Rid, that a makom mishtamek sas with a dovi sheyesh by simin, do not pick it up. Not like Rav Rishonim. He tied up this Mechaber neged Rav Rishonim. Rav Rishonim hold that a Mokum Mishnah Meksas, you are Mechuyiv to pick it up. But the Sma says, no, the Mechaber Suma Dova Mishnah Meksas with the DH by Simit, do not pick it up. Asaliga boy. Fine, that's the Tesis Rid. Good. Comes along the Taz. There's a long, very long Taz here, but I want to just take out the Taj. The Taz argues with the Sma and says, no. Rav Rishonim hold that a dava which is mishtamek sas yesh bei simin, you are mechiv to pick it up. So the Mechaber cannot be talking about a dava yesh bei simin. He's not. Mechaber is not arguing with Rav Rishonim. So the Mechaber must be talking about a case of dava she'ein bei simin. What's this Mechaber saying? Hareizeh loy. Also, you're now allowed to put it back. I adov shein by simin. The Mechaber continues, mamish the very next line, zachaboy. And it's my ears. If you're zachaboy, what does it mean? If I didn't let it put, you could do whatever you want with it. So the Taz says the following. He says, even adov shein by simin. Let's step back for a moment. Adov shein by simin is zachaboy. It's yishlei medas. You're now allowed to be zaychin it. Adov shein by simin. So even though when the violin will find out about it, they will be miyash, but they weren't miyash yet. It's yishlei medas. So you're not allowed to keep it. It's a cloud god of Bataira. You're not allowed to keep it. We're passing like Abai. What's going on? So, it's Cholak. There are some items that you don't have to suspect it's Yishlei Midas. Some items, like the Gemara says, that Yekiri are so heavy, you know for sure that the Bailam already knows that he lost it. Or let's say he's Memashmish Beitamid, you know for sure that he already lost it. So blives a Yish Midas. So the Taz says like this. The first case of the Mechab, I've added to talking about a Dovashem Beisimin. I raised the Asa Liga Boy because a Dovashem Beisimin, you have no way to give it back. Vim Ava Venotloi Asa Lelag Zirei. Why? Because it's Yishlei Midas. You're not allowed to put it back. It's Asa Lelag Zirei. And you can't keep it either. It's Yishlei Midas. You're not allowed. I was a Mechab continuing Vim Hoya Dovashem Beisim Nezalcha Boy. The Mechab is now making a new case. This is talking about a case where it's a Yish Midas. This is talking about a Dova Yakiri, and you know for sure that you dropped it, that the owner knows for sure he dropped it. Mameli is Miyayish. In that case, you're allowed to be Zachaba. It's a little Hamas in the Mechaba. The Mechaba here is talking about a Dova Shem by Simin, but Ovav not lost on the Lagzer because he was not yet Miyayish. But if it's a Mahaya Dova Shem by Simin, which he was already Miyayish, a little Chasin Nasefa, because it's a Mili the Yakiri, and he for sure knows that he lost it, then it's Zachaba. Then you don't have to give it back. But if it's the medium case, it's a Dov Shein by Simon, but he doesn't know about it yet, or you don't know if he knows about it yet, so you can assume he didn't know about it yet, Yishlei Midas, and therefore it's also Lag Zirei. Sorry?
If you picked it up.
Right, if it's a Dov Shein by Simon, Mili de Yekiri, then you should know for sure that it was Miyayish, you should be able to pick it up and keep it. I hear.
So I think he knew it, that's the problem. Isn't that the problem?
Oh, but you have a suffix that maybe he was Mihinua. Oh, very good. Because here it's talking about a suffix Hinua. Right, very good. It's a suffix Hinua. So very good. You don't know if it was dropped, if it's an Aveda, or if he placed it there. So it's a suffix Hinua. It's Mishtam Ekzas. So normal, I would want to pick it up and return it, but it's a Dovashem Bezim. So I can't. So if the guy was already Miyayish on the tzad that he lost it, so then I'm allowed to keep it, because the suffix, we see this klal again and again, that when by Shavuot Aved, if you have a suffix, maybe you're allowed, once you picked it up and you have a suffix, maybe you have a right to keep it, or maybe not, then Hamas Mekavel Avarayin, you have a right to keep it. Majen Kain, if it's talking about a dova that he was not yet Miyayish on, so Mamonotok, if it was he. Sorry? Correct, you have a suffix. If it's a suffix, if he plays it there, but if he did, then he was zecher miyayish. So that you want to know why you're allowed to keep it? I with the Rosh who says he have a good. There are rais lakan or lakan. Yeah. So there, the Taz Grada wants a tain over here. So the Taz Grada is on himself. What do you mean? We know by every Yishlei Midas, why can't I keep it? It's a suffix that maybe the guy was already Miyayish or whatever. Or let's say Memex Yisrael, your case, you want to say it's from. So Taz Grada over here wants to say that it's more noita, that it's more mistava that it was a derech nefila, since it's only in a makom mishnah mekzas, it's more noita that it was nefila memeila. This is different than a regular suffix. That's what the Taz says. But the bottom line is that the Taz learned the mechaba like Taisis, that we're talking about a case of a aim by simin, and that's where this whole hishtalshus goes. But if it's a davar sheyesh by simin, avadi yemuchuyif to pick it up to be noita lamachris. On a dover sheyesh by zimin and a mokum mishnah mekzas, you mechiv to be noita lamachris like Taisis. That's how the Taz goes. So you have a sma who learned the mechaba like the Taisis rid, that you're not supposed to pick it up. You have a Taz who learned the mechaba like Taisis, that you are supposed to pick it up. And the reason why is because Shema Yishkak, maybe you forgot about it. Good? Comes along in a sivis and says a third pshat in the mechaba. Hold on. You ready? Sivis says that we're going like the Ritva. We're never choishish for shikcha. Never. We don't have a problem. I mean, we're never choishish, he forgot it. The only shash you could possibly have was nefila. That's the only thing you could possibly have. So Mehili says, like, you have a suffix. Did he place it there? And he plans on coming back. It's not Aveda at all. He mamish plans on coming back. You shouldn't touch it. It's no Aveda. Or no, did he lose it? And then it's mamish and Aveda. So he says like this. It's talking about a dova. She'aim by simin, because we're talking about dovah sheish by simin. Avad is supposed to be noita lamachris like the Ritva, because achshash maybe he dropped it. So talking about a dovah she'aim by simin, but mokum could be the simin, right? Even a dovah she'aim by simin begufay, we have a cloud that you can have a simin from the mokum. We pass him mokum is a good simin. So if he placed it there, and he could tell you he placed it on that third bench of the shul or wherever it was, that the mokum will be a simin. So he says like this, but Malkum is only a simin if he placed it there. If he dropped it, Malkum can't be a simin because he doesn't know where he placed it. He never placed it, it dropped. So it's a catch 22. On the tzad that he placed it there, is never an avedu altogether, and you have a good simin, the Malkum. On the tzad that he dropped it, you have no simin because you don't have a simin begufay, and you don't have a simin in the place because he didn't place it there, he dropped it. So Meir says like this, go back to the Makaba. Even though normally the halacha is by a dava she'ein by simin, the ritva holds that you. By a dava she'ein by simin, the ritva holds it's better to be neitel machris because maybe it was nafal. But over here, on the tzad that it was nafal, you don't have any simin. You don't even have mokum as your simin. So what are you going to do with it? The balon is going to lose the animal. They're going to be stuck. So therefore, better don't take it. If he dropped it, you have no simon to return it, don't pick it up. On the tzad that he didn't drop it, on the tzad that he placed it there, certainly you shouldn't pick it up, because like the Mechaber said before, you're not supposed to pick it up, you're going to make him have a tircha, an unnecessary tircha. And maybe he placed it there and he forgot? No, we go like the Ritva, that's not even a tzad. So placing there forgot, there's no reason for you to pick it up, because that's not even a tzad. He zichah didn't forget. Place it there and he didn't forget yet, don't pick it up, crazy. You can be making much for nothing. Elamai, maybe he dropped it, so then there goes your simen, you have no simen. So it's a dove chamber simen, and you don't have makam either because he dropped it. So lo yigaba, don't touch it. You're gaining nothing by picking this thing up. Mamel, that's what he says. Hareze lo yigaba, vim ava v'not loy, also loy lag ziroi. You can't return it because there's a tzad that he dropped it, and you're going to be stuck. You have no right to. Not only that, you have a tzad even that it was inuach, and it's not even a aveda yet. So you can't even. Either way. Sorry?
Why can't he be machzit?
Oh, he could be machrizit on the tzad.
Machzit.
There's no simen. So you should be noital or machriz. You should be noital or machriz because maybe the guy placed it there and you'll be able to get it back to him through the mokum being a simen.
Let's say it's a
suffix. Suffix what?
Right,
that's what he's saying. So if it's a Safik Aveda, Safik he dropped it, Safik he placed it. Don't touch it because you gain nothing by picking it up. But if you already picked it up, you can't keep it. You're going to have to be Noitel or Machris because maybe the guy placed it there and you have a Simen. The Simen will be your Mokum. If he dropped it, you don't have any Simen. But if he placed it, you'll have the Mokum that he placed it as the Simen. So you'll have to be Noitel or Machris. You can't keep it. Also, lag zero. However, continues the Mechaba, Vimhoye Dovish She'im by Simen. Namely, aim by simen klal, even makoim. You don't have any simen, even makoim. Then zachu by venuchayv lagzira, because then it's mamash like a dovish aim by simen.
That's the case of
geizlus. Good. That's the case of geizlus. That makoim is not a simen. Correct. But the middle case is talking about where you picked it, where it's a dovish aim by simen begufay. It's a simen be makoim. Memela, picking it up, you gain nothing, because if he dropped it, you have no way to return it. If he placed it there, he's coming back anyway. And shikha we're not koshish for. But if once you picked it up, now you're going to have a chiv la'achris on the tzad that he placed it there, you will be able to get it back to the bailam because of the makam. That's what. It says also la'achris. So what are you supposed to do when it's also la'achris? You're supposed to be chayv la'achris. That's what you're supposed to do when it's a. Like the Mechaber Takafir, as I said, the end, on every Dovid Sheish by Simen, you're supposed to be Chayv Lachris. Granted, it's less Chosim and a Sefer than the Taz. The Taz, the Chosim and a Sefer, he was talking about a Dovah that he already knew about it and he was already Miyayish, but the first case talking about he didn't know about it, he wasn't Miyayish yet, Mili Yikiri, it's a Shtiko Chosah. Like the Nesefer said, a little better, Zaka boy. Why? Because it's talking about Dov Shem by Simon, namely Dov Shem by Simon Klal, even by Mokum. The first case was talking about Dov Shem by Simon, but the Mokum was a Simon. Good. So now you got three pshatim in the Achroinim had a touch of the Mechaber. Smart touch of the Mechaber like the Toysis read, don't pick up a Dov Shem by Simon. You have the Taz who touches up the Mechaber like Toysis, pick it up because maybe you forgot. And you have the Nesivis who touches up the Mechaber like the Ritva, forgetting we're not worried about. But we have a problem that maybe he dropped it. Three different pshatim in the Mechaber. Good?
Why can't you put it back to where you took it from?
In which case? Because you have a chiv.
It's only in the
stomach. What? Oh, like the Nesivis, if he placed it there and he didn't yet forget about it, so it's not an Avedo.
But
yeah, once you pick it up, why? Because now it's not in the Makom where you're supposed to, why don't you place it back right here? So, Grada, if you're talking about it, he took it home. Oh, no, 1 second. I think Igrada says 1 second. Oh, you're right. Very good. I left out a point. So the reason why you can't put it back, because he says we're talking about like Tosis is Yerushalmi, that I took it home, and now by the time I'm going to bring it back, I can't bring it back, because maybe the Bailim already went back looking for the item, couldn't find their item, and Mamela, by the time I put it back, he's never going to come a second time, because he figured it must have been stolen. So Mamela, by me bringing it home, I made it turn into an Aveda. Mamela, I'll have to, it's also Lagzi, I can't put it back, because the Bailim will never find it anymore, and I have to be Neutel Amachris. On the tzad that he placed it there, we'll have Mokum as a Zimin.
Yeah, also, we got boy, that's implied that even just pick it up.
No, but once I do pick it up, why can't I just put it right back down? What did I do wrong?
No, I know that, but it's very strange to hear that if you say "us leave boy," then he says "inaga boy," it means he's going back home. You got to go to the next step.
Yeah, okay, glad this is my click. He's got to Shannon talk about both stardoms. I don't know how much cost. Okay, fine. Fine. So you got 3 pshat in the Makaba. Now let's go back to our diak at the beginning of the Makaba, and I'll show you why I feel this diak is very important. Sorry? By its aim by Simon? Aim by Simon and Gansen, why is Zakabar? It's a different issue. We're going to get to it later. Belina Adam. All right. So let's go back. Look, again, you have 3 pshatim in the Makaba. Now let's go back to the first case of the Makaba. The Makaba is a case of Adav Shiyesh by Simon and a Mokum HaMishtam Lagamri. It's even better than Mokum HaMishtam Ksas. It's a Mokum HaMishtam Lagamri, the ratio of the Makaba. Over there, the Makaba says, Asa Ligaba, why? Shem Abaylam Hinichua Sham Ad Shiyaxarullah. Maybe the Baylam placed it there. And maybe what? What's the other choice? So if the choice would be maybe he dropped it. So first of all, if it would be a chash, maybe he placed it, maybe he dropped it. The Taz, the Bach, all these Achrenim, except for the Sma, all hold Bedas HaMachaba. They have Yechshash Nefila. Even the Machaba is Moida, you got to pick it up. So how can the Machaba say at the beginning, Asa Ligaboy? Elamai, you have to say that there's no chash at all in the ratio that the guy dropped it. So what's the other alternative? There can only be one other choice left. That maybe he placed it there, but he forgot. Either he placed it there and he has Das Anshi Yagziru until he's going to come back to it, or he placed it there and he forgot. Those are the 2 choices that are possible. Right? You put your code in the code room. Now you have to. Did he place it there because it wasn't raining and figured so tomorrow pick it up? Or he took it because it wasn't raining, so when he walked out, he forgot the code. He didn't realize he took it because on the way to shul it was raining. So he placed it there and he might have forgot. Those are the 2 choices. Anyway, it's mukha like that because he only machaba later on has a chash. Maybe imdavazeh over oimunak derek nefila, like the machaba says. So if I says the beginning of the machaba, we didn't even entertain that it was nefila. So what's our only choice? That maybe he placed it there and he forgot, or maybe place it there and he didn't forget. And if them shaita machab at the beginning, don't touch it. Because what are you going to gain by touching it? If it's davashish b'sim, you're being machiach him for nothing. If it's davashim b'sim, you're being mamish, being mafsar him. What's the significance? Is that you see the machaba had a case that even a mokum mishtam legami, we have a chshash shema yishkach. Nesivis touched up the machaba later on. That even a mokum mishtam ksas, no, the mechaba is going like the Ritva. We never choshish for shikcha. Only if it's mamish a mokum, there's not mishtam at all. Then we have a chshash, we'll entertain shikcha. But mokum mishtam ksas, we don't entertain shikcha. The only thing we entertain is nefila. Memele has a beautiful, ingenious pshat. A gavaldik pshat in the mechaba had a taish mechaba like the Ritva. But his whole pshat is predicated on the Ritva shito that we have never have a chshash of shikcha. On a mokum mishtam ksas and koshkin a mokum mishtam lagamri. Because had you had a chshash shema that maybe he forgot about it, then that's going to be an aved over here. If you have a case, what do you mean? Instead of glav lo yadam davze over maharidze liga bag, I would have to pick it up because maybe he forgot about it, and it's a mokum mishtam ksas. It's going to get ruined, so I'll have a chiv hashava. I would have to pick it up. So no, we're going like the revolt. We never choshish for shikha. And the chayyur mecham in mefush faket, the beginning of the mechabo that even in mokum mishtam legamri we have a chash of shikcha, but the reed don't pick it up because shema no shema ba'al minichuch shalom ad sheyachzor, and he wasn't, he didn't forget, but maybe he did forget. We had that. Those are the 2 tzadim. So you see, l'chayr arrived from the mechaba, not like the nesivis, that even on a mishtam l'agamri, you have a chshash shikcha. Because first of all, if it will be shema that it fell, Ashton's mechaba doesn't talk about it till later on, when he's in the stapak l'adav derech nefila. Sorry? I know, so what's a shema? Shema sounds like it's suffix. No. Ah, yeah, all right. Fine, that's a shtickle deck. What's the shemitz? He says, "Azaliga by because the talin and the bial minichusham we're noita or it's noita adav or whatever the bial minichusham shemitz sounds like it's a sofik shemitz this shemitz something else. What was the other tzad shemitz that he forgot? And that's not like and anyway, yeah, all right." Yeah, also, the Rav Achreinim hold in the Mechabali deceives himself that it'll be a kshash nefila, you would have a chiv to pick it up. Yeah, okay.
Not a real kshash.
Not a real kshash. What's a shema?
The shema goes on Balaam and the Chuvashem, actually, Yazurullah. Even if there is shikh, the Balaam would still be in
the Chuvashem. No, the bar is shema, Balaam in Yechucham, Bedavka, he plays it, the Ad Shayak. No. If the Balaam forgot about it, they weren't placing it there till they're going to pick it up. They had no daf to come back for it.
Shema
Balaam in Yechucham, actually, I mean, Shem the Balaam placed it there and they plan on coming back to get it. Or Shema, the Balaam placed it there and they forgot and they don't plan on coming back for it. It's Shema. I'm not telling you what's the other choice. The other choice is that maybe in the Chusham, not actually Yaxerullah, because they don't know to come back, because they forgot about it. Those are the two choices. But either way, you see that he had a kshash of Shema Shikha, even on Makam Mishtam Lagamri. Not like the Nesivas that bring Makam Mishtam Lagsas when Achoshish Veshikha. I mean, going back, I start off the Shia. What's the entices who has a kshash Shikha? Why by Makam Mishtam Lagamri do you not pick it up? So I said, maybe Mokum Sham Lagamri were not Choshesh V'Shekha. No, you see that in Makaba, then even Mokum Sham Lagamri is still Choshesh V'Shekha. So the only reason why you don't pick something up from a Mokum Sham Lagamri is because why pick it up for? The Balaamim themselves will come back and retrieve it. Whenever they remember, they're going to come back because they know where they placed it and it's a Mokum Sham, so there's no risk involved, so they'll end up getting it. That's a Choshesh which should come out from the Makaba. Let me share with you, the Rambam Gerda says in Perek Tezvav Halacha Beis, he says, why in a case which is a derech hinuach, are you not supposed to pick it up? When he starts giving the cases of a seh, of the animals being in the nidachim, he says, we learn that from a pasuk, because it says in pasuk nidachim, only when seh are nidachim. But if the animals are not nidachim, they're not lost, they're not being toya bederech, then you're not supposed to pick it up. It's a gzeris hakosif. You're not supposed to pick up something which is derech hinuach. And it's not a Rambam who made up this pasuk, it's a Sifri. The Sifri in Parshas Ki Tzeitzeh, I think it's Ois Reish Kav Beis. Think, Darshins in the pasuk, Nidachim, to be Memayit, that if it's Derech Hinuach, do not pick it up. It's a Sifri. So Shaila is like this.
1 minute, so you're saying it really is an Aveda, even if it's pasuk by Aveda, even if it's Derech Hinuach?
One second. Let me just touch up the ones I'm getting there. That's where I'm headed. One second. So the Sifri has a posik to darshin. The Rama has a posik to darshin. Nidachim has to be b'derech kederech hanidachim. If it's not kederech hanidachim, then you don't have a chiyav hashavas aveda. So let me ask you, Shad, do we need a pasuk to tell me that if I have my item sitting, let's say, in my shelf in my house, I shouldn't knock on your door, go into your house, pick up your item, and say, here, it's your item? Well, let's say it's even in shul, and it's a makom mishtam lagamri. You know where it is. It's a makom mishtam lagamri. You know where you place it. You want it bedavka in shul. If I pick it up, I'm a nudman. You want it bedavka there. I need a gzeris akasa to say, do me a favor, do not pick up my tefillin and give it back to me. I want it bedavka there. Do not return it to me. Do I need a pasuk for that? So why does the Rama need a pasuk and the Sifri needs a pasuk for? And Lamai, is it right to what we're saying? Because it's a vadi you place it there, but maybe you forgot. Where you placed it, not where you placed it, but that you placed it, you already forgot. So there's a time to say, look, there's a problem here. You don't plan on getting it back. You don't want it to be there. Just you forgot to take it. So you would think that that's already an aveda, that you should have a chiv to pick it up and return it to the Bailim, because the Bailim don't want it there. They don't want to keep it there. They just forgot, and that's why it's there. You would think, therefore, you have a chiv, hashavas aveda, to pick it up and turn to the Bailam. Kamash malon, a pasuk nidachim, only if it's straying, if it's toya bederek, it's going to get hurt, it's going to get ruined. So there you have a chiv, hashavas aveda, but if it's a mokum mishtam lagamri, don't pick it up for it. There's no aveda here. What are you picking it up for? If the guy forgot about it, when he remembers, he'll come back and pick it up himself. You don't have a chiv to pick it up.
Why does Rabbi have to give a rationale? Because there's a kosher. He gives a rationale. This is a derech hinuach.
We're teaching the pasuk. Otherwise, what?
You say he's
tied to it. Havadi's tied to it. Ram himself in Halakha Beis, when he gives Ketzad, he says, because we learn that from the Pasuk of Nidachim.
By giving it a rationale, he puts parameters.
Right. He's showing how vital to take the Gzeis of God. It has to be Derek Nidachim. And the reason why don't pick it up, what do you have to lose to pick it up? Good. You don't have a better yet. You don't have a Chiva Shavas Aveda, because it says Nidachim. But what do you have to lose? Maybe you should pick it up anyway. You could. Zog the Rambam, it's also to pick it up because you're making a tircha yisayir for the Bailam. They're going to come back trying to retrieve it. They're going to have to give some money and track you down. But you need a gzeris akosiv because otherwise I had to have a mina. The guy doesn't want it there. So it is maybe an aveda. For my run, it's not an aveda that's mechayev ashava because it's no risk involved. It's not going to get lost. It's not vulnerable. So when he remembers, he's going to get it. But at least it's a raya what I'm saying, that you have a chshash, shema, that he forgot about it. It will be a vada, and that's what the Rambam is very meduik. Shemi yinichusham. It will be a vada yinichusham. I don't need a pasuk for. Good. All right, amayim amuzgan. Fine. Let's move on. So now, so the Mechaba continues. Good. So you have three pshatim in the Mechaba. Is he going like Toysis Rid, or the Ritva? Okay, let's move on. There's another problem. I want to have one more problem with the Mechaba. Mechaba says like this. He continues. V'mhoi davah she'im bay simin, v'da davah she'im bay simin, zacha bay, you don't have to return it. So the $1 million cash is it's a dovishim b'simin, but it's yishlim midas like we asked before. So bishlim of the taz shtikal hamasa in the mechaba. But he says it's talking about something which is dovish yikiri. It's heavy, so the guy certainly knew about it. So it blibes like a yish midas. It's chasam in a seifa. So what's going on? It's a yishlim midas. So the sma in sif cotton membeis, the end is a cotton membeis, says chiddush in the mechaba. He says like this. The last three lines of the Sivkot Membeis, the Svirle Kevin de Bishar Shnaitle. Since at the time you pick this item up, a Davashim by Simen, a Daita like Zirul Abaylev. He made an akimta. It's talking about you picked it up on das to be maxit labailim. You made a mistake. Shlo yada shlo yib yada like zero. You didn't realize as a davshein bezimen, there's no way for you really, realistically, to get it back. Unless it's mamish edim, it's a very hard way to get it back. So you made a mistake. But when you picked it up, you were ernst, you wanted to return it. Kivin de aim bezim, what?
Isn't that really the
whole shot?
Pashat Ram, you're picking it up
last year. You're
not picking up
the good, push it, good. But it's still an akimta. I'm not going to say anything, but good. I have no problem. It's Mechab doesn't say it. You're making a kimta. You minimize it. It's only in that case he picked it up Nas like this. It's not a shrera kimta, but it's in a kimta nevertheless. And you have no way to return and keep it in by Simon. Svirale, the Mechab holds in this case, the Bezek, Kuli Amma Moidim, the Yaksikenu Hamoitzai La'atzmei. Since when you picked it up, you had a mind to return it. You were a good boy when you picked it up. And now there's no way if you return it, so now you're allowed to keep it. What's going on? So why, all of a sudden, when you pick something up, I'm asked to return on a davshim b'simin, all of a sudden you're allowed to keep it? If you picked it up, I'm asked to return. And now, hey, but it's a davshim b'simin, it wasn't miyayish yet. So now you're allowed to keep it? What's going on? So the shach jumps on the sma, and he says, I don't know, first you make an akimtin, I don't know how that's going to help you, that he did adas lag ziray. What's going on? So the kivega, and the goyin in Sif Cotton, lamed gimel, the goyin goes with this pshat, Kivego says a gavaldik pshat. He says like this, amazing pshat. He's making a kimt in the sma, but it's like that in the prisha that we're talking about. You picked it up amanas like zeroy, and then the bialim were miyayish. Now you're allowed to keep it. How does that make it better? It says like this. It says in the beginning when Reishin and Tess we learned that we have a lav leisuchel lesalim, a lav of leisigzel, and a mitzvah zaseh of hoshev teshivim. We have three potential mitzvahs in the Torah when we deal with Hashavah Zavedah. So he says like this. The Mechaba says over there, when you pick it up amnas l'goyzo, yoyva l'sigzo. If you picked it up amnas l'hashiv, so if you wanted to steal it l'sigzo, but if you picked it up amnas l'hashiv, and the Baalim were ready miyayish, and then you had charata, now you want to keep it for yourself, you're no longer yoyva l'sigzo. Once the Baalim are miyayish, and you were a good boy till they miyayish. And then once they miyayish, and now you had charata, now you want to steal, you can't be over the sigzal anymore. Because once a bialim miyayish, it's sort of a halfway ahead of the rishus, you can't be over the sigzal anymore. The only thing that you have to contend with is a mitzvah saseh of hashiv teshivim, because you had a manas to return it. You picked it up. You have a chiv aseh of hashiv teshivim. So meizakri kivega. Over here, I picked it up a manas to return, and I waited till the bialim miyayish. So I have no sigzal anymore, and I have no sukha l'salam anymore, because I picked it up to return. The only thing I could possibly have is Hashet Yeshivim. So, Kivega, Chiddish, Niflo. But since it's a Dover Shein by Simen, and it's not Shaykh to return, the Torah can't be telling me Hashet Yeshivim on something I can't return. The davar shein by simin. The mitzvah I say can never be on the davar shein by simin. So Zotri Kivega, I have the best of everything. I don't have a lisigal because I picked up not to return, and I waited till after Yesh. I certainly don't have a lisukal because I picked it up not to return. The only thing I have is the shivet, but it's not shaykh, but davar shein by simin. So if I wait till the bailam miyayesh, and then I decide to keep it for myself, mutar lechatchila, not a problem, because you don't have any chiyuvim in the Torah. Sorry? Yishleim midas
also?
When I pick something up, yishleim midas. So, and I picked it up, I'm not to seal, I'm a ganef, because it's not yish yet. Or even if I picked it up, I'm not lahachzir. Kozman, the guy wasn't miyayish yet, also I have a problem, because he wasn't miyayish yet. If I want to keep it for myself, I'll be a vilay sigzal. But if I wait till he's miyayish, I wait long enough that we assume he was miyayish, it's muta, I'm allowed to keep
it. Didn't we have a machlokes why yish doesn't work? When it's in the shus of the
correct. The Makhlek Taisa the Ramban. Either because you have a Chiva Shava, either you have a Chiva Shava, which here maybe you don't have a Chiva Shava yet because it's a Dov Shein by Simmons, you might not have a proper Chiva Shava. But it's going to be Shreya because you see over there, Lachay and that. But the Goyin at least says, the Ramban says the reason is because it blives like Yish Peshus. So the Akhenim want to say that if it's a Dov Shein by Simmons and the guy, it's very nice, he would like to return it to me, but there's no way he's going to return it to me, there's no way I'm going to retrieve it, because it's Dov Shein by Simin. It's not like Yish B'Shus, it's not like Yimai Shus, I'm not protected. Sorry?
In this here with this Dov Shein by Simin, you still have Makam, whoever lost an item in this particular...
No, if it was Derech Hinuach, you have Makam. If it's Derech Nefila, there's no Makam. And we're talking about anyway, there's no Makam, because we're talking about Goyzlessness, he was wanted to say, whatever. We're talking about a Dov Shein by Simin, whatever the case, if a Dov Shein by Simin at all, Zokri Kiveigo, that an goyin and the goyin passing like that, the goyin says that din of abaya that yishleim midas lav yish is only because you picked it up amnas lagoyzla. You picked up amnas lagoyzla, you're a bad boy because you did it too early before yish. But if you followed halacha, you went to shir and you learned to hilchos avedim mitzvah, you know, wait till after yish and now keep it, no problem. It's yours. You can pick it up. It's amazing. Now it comes out of really good things. You see what we discussed amol when we had a shaila when you have a dov shein by sim, do you have chiva shavas aveda, or is it better to leave it in the street? And we said, Makloik is on it, and I was miyayit said it's better, just leave it, you get out of yourself more problems, just leave it and you're better off. Well, like this, Rikivega is for sure like that. Rikivega holds that you never have a mitzvah and going precious sma, if that's the emes of jan sma, you never have a chiv, a shavas aveda, hashiv teshivim, on a dov shein bezim, because you have no way to return it. If you have no way to return it, I can't give you a mitzvah, hashiv teshivim. Gevaldika, gevaldika, sma.
If you pick it up, and I know that that's what's going to happen, so is that called...
No, I picked it up as a good boy. I picked it up as a good boy. I picked it up. I'm a Nazlag Zira.
Right, but I know what's going to happen and in the end is that the person will never show up. It'll be
I don't know. So that may be Beichen Levavis. Maybe you didn't really pick it up. I'm a Nazlag Zira. But if you really picked up Nazlag Zira, like this man says, you were tired. You thought that you could, and now you can. You have a right to keep it. Wait till after Yish. Once after Yish, green light, now you can keep it.
If I pick it up...
To do what? To what? To wait for this yish. I don't know, is that goyzling?
Yeah.
I know, you're better off leaving there. Maybe the Bailam will come back and find it themselves. You shouldn't pick it up. And you're being mafsed them a shtika. Better leave it there. You have to make a choice. All right. Well, let me just finish this, but there's two more. One thing, I just have to finish. The shach says a different shot. The shach says, not like that. The shach wants to say, if you look in the shach of Kotem Chavov, by the wide lines, he says, or actually two lines before, Alakivin Shaini Yadea Lami Yagza, Hechidash the Shach, I don't know, Pshar is that? Yach Lassi is by Masha Yirza, you have a right to do whatever you want with it. You can't keep it, but you're allowed to use it. Vahada Kaimlon Yishle Medaslo Avi Yish, Haino Dimnis Barer, show me who, once you find out who it is, Avad the Turk Lag Zirai. V'leim rinun kevin is a ziyayish zokaboy, not like the sma. Avol, koz man shaloin is barisham you, as long as you don't know who it is, koz yukal ze lansus ben meshri, so you're allowed to be mishtamish with it, you're allowed to use it. So ashtik of apshara. You can't keep it, but you're allowed to use it. The Shulchanoka Rav says in Peshat in the Shach, you're also allowed to sell it. So you're being mechalit and garment, means you're allowed to use it up and even sell it. But what's the significance? It's because when you don't know. But once you do know, once you find out who it is, avada, at that time you're going to have to pay him back. Means he lost the item that he doesn't have bailus on the guf hachefetz, but the demei hachefetz he still owns. So you're allowed to use it, But you're going to owe him the money of it. You're going to have to pay him. When you find out who it is, then you're going to have to pay him. And Modna, where is he coming from? So the Divrei Mishpat, Grada, marshals a shach over there, Reish Samach Beis, that the shach over there says, Mishfaket. The shach over there says, you're not allowed to keep it. You're not allowed to use it. It has to be Yemunachat Shev Elios. He has to steal the shach. So he says, the shach over there is talking about before he was Meyayish. And then the shach would be Moedi, now let her use it. But once you're me, the guy was Miyayish, then you're allowed to now chach use it. You can't keep it, but you're allowed to use it. Why? Because the lav doesn't pass anymore because the guy was ready Miyayish. And I say, Hovshit the Shivim doesn't pass because you don't know who to return it to. That gives you a reshus to use it. It doesn't just to keep it, it gives you a reshus to use it. I don't know why. A pshara.
Sorry?
Actually, yeah, unless the guy's Miyayish. Once the guy's Miyayish, though there's some, no, if there's a chak someone, but we know the case over there, the chak said, you know there's not going to be Miyayish Loilam. That was the case. Because it fell from three people. But if eventually, when the guy's Miyayish, then you're allowed to chach be Mishtamish. You can't keep it, but you're allowed to be Mishtamish. So it comes out of Dova Chod, which means even the shak is learning only once it was already in Miyayish at the end. But the shach holds you're only allowed to use it, and the smah holds you're even allowed to keep it. You have to know what the shach is. But if you keep the ego, sorry?
That other shach is talking about Yerushalayim and Das.
Correct. Yeah, look it up.
I mean, the first
no, talking about Yerushalayim and Das means eventually, if they would find out about it, they should be in Miyayish, but they don't know about it yet.
Yeah, they're never going
to
know.
And they will never know.
They'll never know.
So, but it's in a matter. Why? It's a matter of that if they would know, they should be Miyayish.
If Tosfos says that he's never going to find out, it's not going to be a
shalom. Yeah. All right. But that's what Divrei Mishpat says, that even the shach is only talking about when it was ready Miyayish. However, from Reiki Vega's mashmah, not like that. Because from Reiki Vega, after he says it's blitz chiddush in the sma, he feels like it's ulefi zeh. If you go like this, proud, yehei adin the asel ishtamish boy, you even now let it be mishtamish. He's giving up a punch against the shach right now. The asel ishtamish, a jab, the asel ishtamish boy, ulakzikul atzmai ad misharinam denoide labainam benisyashu. Loit my pshan the sma is going to be asel to be mishtamish until you know later on, until you waited long enough, till the guy is Miyayish. Vaistoist lafuke de shach, that loit de shach, you would be able to be Mishamish with it even before you were Miyayish. Means he understood the shach vaistoist, that the shach was in all cases, even before Yish, you're allowed to be Mishamish. But the Divrei Mishpat says that's not pshat in the shach, you have to wait for Yish, and loit de shach, you're allowed to be Mishamish with it, loit de smite, even allowed to keep it. La halacha, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Paskin's not like this, and he says it's also loit de shtamish boy. And you have to wait achiye munak achiyov eliyo, because bedivreim it's because since it's a dava minat Torah, it's a suffix daraisa, and you're supposed to be machmir bishal Torah. That's because you're in machmir bishal Torah. So I've added lahalaka the shulchanok rab. So I've asked it's also side to keep it, side to be mishamish with it. But loy tesma, you're even allowed to keep it, and loy teshah, you're not allowed to keep it, but you're allowed to use it and full practical birds keep it. It means you're allowed to do whatever you want with it, sell it even, just you'll have to pay the bail of money when you find out who it is. All right.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.